Welcome to the Boomer Woman's Podcast. I'm your host, Agnes Knowles. Numerology. You could fill a pinhead with my knowledge of numerology. Susan, on the other hand, knows this field so well it'll make your head spin. And if you're a skeptic, she explains it all in a way that makes sense. There are numbers and cycles and all sorts of concepts that she just knows. And her excitement about that knowing really comes through. I have a feeling many of you will be jumping over to her website to learn more. As always, that URL is in the show notes. Listen now. It's going to be an interesting conversation today, as my guest is part of a field I've certainly heard about, but know nothing about. That makes this intro short. Susan began studying numerology over 30 years ago and was fascinated with the synchronicity, guidance, and growth this study offered. I just took that right off her website. I'm curious and ready to know more. Susan Owens, welcome to the Boomer Woman's Podcast.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm really excited to be here, Agnes. I love your show, by the way. It's always insightful. Always. Being a baby boomer myself, it fits right in with my interests for sure.
Well, and you're just going to add to it, so I thank you for that. Thank you. Okay, you are talking to a numerology neophyte. Please explain the concept of numerology.
Well, you know what? Basically, this is how I explain it. It's a metaphysical science based on numbers, and really, it's similar to astrology. And I look at it like a zipper. Astrology will give you information that numerology doesn't, and numerology gives information that astrology doesn't. So they fit in together. But the thing about numerology, all you need is your birth date, for one thing. You don't need to know what time you're born. You don't need to know where the planets are. You need your name on your birth certificate because that's who you came in to be. Now, of course, a lot of us change our names. Either we get married or we just change our name or whatever. That just brings in different energy. It does not change who you came in to be in terms of your birth certificate. Okay. So you don't erase any of those numbers for one thing, but it's your birth number. It's your birth date that is the, it gives you your life path number. Now that, and it's a really interesting number. Numerology also runs on a 9-year cycle. We're currently in 2024, which is an eight year, right? And the reason we calculate that by adding 2 + 2 + 4.
Okay.
So that gives us this personal year or this current year as an 8. Now that's all about business, management, authority, entrepreneurship, balance. That's all about number 8. Okay. So I made a big leap from your life path number to current year number. And we'll talk about both of those because those are two major parts of your chart. Your life path number gives you the gifts that you came in with. I'm a 3. We 3s like to talk. We're the creators, the actors, the dancers, the singers, the writers, the communicators, if you will. And there's a 9 numbers that we identify with as a life path number. And I can go through those. And the way that we calculate your life path number, really simple, add your birth date together. So, for instance, if you were born today is what, August 9th, so that's 8 + 9, and then we 8 + 9 + 8, which is 2024, right? So that's an 8. So 8 and 8, 16, and 9 is 25. Today's a 7. So you'd be a life path 7 if you were born today. Now, interesting, a life path 7 is all about research. Going inward, they're the sevens are the ones that ask life's big questions. What are we doing here? What's life about? Where am I headed? Really, they're very internal people. They're seekers. They're truth seekers. Interestingly, Taylor Swift, not a baby boomer, but Taylor Swift is a life path 7, And the thing about that is that she loves being on the spotlight, which sevens do. They love being the center of attention occasionally, but they need to retreat and rejuvenate, rebuild their resources, and then they come out again. So they're really internal. They're not necessarily social beings. Sometimes they can even be antisocial, but they are very much into metaphysics if they choose to be, and they're kind of private. They're actually kind of private. They prefer privacy. So that's if you were born today. That's a seven life path. Now, I can go through all of them if you'd like me to. It's real quick if you'd like.
Well, I'm going to be an eight, so I'm curious.
Okay, well, eight. See, now I already talked about an 8 year. Well, the eight number is that basic number. You're a businesswoman, girl. And people with an eight number are either really, really good with money or they stink at it. And life will bring life lessons to you to learn how to manage money appropriately. That's basically what an eight is. And I've met enough people in my life to tell you that that's exactly what happens. They get life lessons, and either that or they're just, money just comes to them because they understand it.
I wish.
So, yeah, right. Okay. But it really is about being self-mastery, okay? So, or mastering yourself, being an authority. They're ambitious. Eights are ambitious. They're problem solvers. They're visionaries, entrepreneurs. They all understand that whole balance, or you will understand that balance piece. Very much a number that you reap what you sow. Whatever you put out always comes back to you. When you run with a high moral code, money just flows to you. And the whole idea of it is it's actually what you're doing, Agnes, is you're serving humanity. And when you focus on being of service, the money will flow to you. If you look at it like, I just need money, 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 it'll come, may come slower, but it also can disappear a lot faster. So it's like you got to operate from that higher moral code for sure.
Can I have that in writing, please? On a stone.
Well, and the other thing about eight, again, is balance. It's about balancing the spiritual and material worlds. Now, what's interesting, too, 2024, I told you that, is an 8 year. So we're all about everything I just described. Money is it's a big money year, a big business year. And it's also why I decided to launch my business. I wrote Wisdom and Numerology a couple years ago. And last year was my internal year. So I worked on my website, my traveling website, SusanOwens.com. And then this year was the year as an eight to launch my business. To launch my online business, because I do readings. I do numerology chart readings, which I love because I love getting to know people. And a lot of times too, Agnes, when I'm doing a reading, things come through that aren't really written down somewhere. They just do. And it's being a it's that numerology piece and my intuitive piece that comes through. So that's you as an eight. Now back to, see, I like to talk. So let me start over. Okay. So if you're a one, you've added all your numbers together and you reduce them because you're going to get when you add all those digits together, you're going to get a double digit number. So just keep adding them until you get a one single digit. That's how you find out what your life path is. And then if you're a one, this is interesting. Ones are the leaders. They are the independent, very much trailblazer. They're the ones that they're visionaries as well. And they're the ones that really think about what they want to create. And then they won't necessarily be the ones to do it, but they will assemble a team to create what their visions are. They'll bring their visions into reality. They like being in the front of the room. They are, like I said, they're the idea guys. They're original. People look to them as leaders, those number ones. They really do. The main thing is they don't like being overlooked. And it's very true. You know, that's one thing. And then the other thing is sometimes they can be kind of, controlling maybe, or micromanaging that, and that'll get them into trouble. But that one, think of that solitary digit as the one. If you're a two, now twos are the great ones to, if you want a partner, twos are the best partners. They are all about working together. They're supportive. They're diplomats. They're intuitive. And in fact, they do have a good connection with the divine. it's available to them if they're interested. They like being in the back of the room. They don't need to be in the spotlight. They are totally comfortable with supporting that number one in the front of the room. They make, like I said, excellent partners. They are looking for balance and harmony. They just want everybody to get along. If you're a two, I would say you probably grew up trying to make sure everybody was happy in the family. That was kind of your, you felt like that was your job. Excellent team player, excellent listener, good psychiatrist, psychologist, therapist, that kind of person. They don't like confrontation. So with that, the two sometimes don't like to won't stand up for themselves. And that's a good lesson for them to learn, is how to draw boundaries and really set up for themselves. And they also have a pretty loud inner critic sometimes. So if they're critical at all, it's usually onto themselves. So anyway, now threes. Oh, good. Let's talk about me. Okay, threes are the creatives. I told you that. We like to talk. Writers, like I said, that musicians, artists, they're expressive. Three is actually a lucky number. Truly is. Lucky and money sometimes will come to threes. They enjoy life. Threes are the ones that really just want to have a good time. I have a number of friends that are forensic psychics, and they have done amazing work with the police forces and finding all of where they need to find whatever they're looking for, the bodies, the missing people or whatever. And for me, I prefer just doing the fun stuff. I don't need to know where the bodies are buried. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, so threes like to have a good time. And the other thing, because we're so creative, we use our imagination. We come up with things all the time, which I do. It's like, oh, I could do this, and I could do this, and I could do this. And then a lot of times nothing gets done. So the main thing with the three is to have the commitment and the structure and the discipline to see it through, to stick with a project and see it through. Again, threes like to talk, so watch your gossip, people. I know when I was younger, I just loved to have the drama and the gossip, and I don't have enough time with that my age anymore, you know, but that was a big part of, never mind, I'm sorry about that. But anyway, so fours. Now, fours are the worker bees. These are the people that are totally happy with their routine, that they do the same thing every day, and they're completely comfortable with that. In fact, they prefer that. They prefer similarity. And these make good lawyers, good accountants, you know, people that are readers, researchers. They are solid, stable, loyal, really dedicated people. And they are diligent, determined, structured. All the things that a three has trouble with, let me tell you sometimes. Anyway, so for the four, now these are also, and I said, as for professionals, I said accountants and lawyers, that kind of thing. But also your cleaners, you know, your people that just really enjoy doing the same thing that doesn't bother them. It'd make me crazy. But they love doing the same. They prefer their routine. Well, a lot of times they can get stuck in a box. That's the thing with a four. You need to get out of your box every once in a while. Look outside and see what else is available. Sometimes they can be a little narrow-minded, not one to take risks. Like, again, they like the status quo. Four is also the number for health issues. Four and seven both are likely to really take care. It's more important to take care of yourself. Maybe take an extra step that way. So number five, we're getting in the middle of this. Fives are, oh my gosh, they're the adventurers. They love life like the three loves life. They just want all those, the five senses, that's what we call it. They want to see, touch, taste, hear, live life to the fullest. So they're the ones that are going to travel. They're going to have every experience that they can on earth. Sometimes not always the best ones, but they want to experience everything regardless. They'll try anything once. They love change and surprises. Oh my gosh. Anything that, and they're adaptable. That's another thing. They're very adaptable, very flexible. I would say also They don't learn from other people. They learn from their own life experience. If you try to tell a five, this is what's going to happen, it's not going to matter because they're going to have to figure it out for themselves. They have a tendency not to commit because they just get on to something else. You know, it's like, oh, this looks shiny over here. I'll go over here. But that's one thing about the five. And I also say that five is the addiction number because, again, they just want to experience everything. So I would say watch your addiction. Moderation is key with the five. And commit to something. Be able to finish something. That gets them there. But life's going to be an adventure. I can tell you that if you're a five. The sixes, these make the best partners too. I told you twos do, but four, sixes also, because sixes are all about home, family, and relationship. And they're very responsible. They love, they're excellent caregivers. They love a beautiful home. They're great gardeners, you know, that kind of thing. Anything around their own home is they really want to take care of it. They're good communicators as well. Nurturing, compassionate beings. They are also artistic. They like nice, pretty things. It's important for them to have a nice home. A lot of times, as again, they're caregivers. They can be codependent sometimes. Boundaries can be an issue for them to learn. It's likely if you're a six, you're going to have to learn that life lesson. And they do love taking care of other people. That's really important for a six. Very important. Relationships are important. And again, they're responsible. So good partners. A seven, like I said, we talked about a seven before, but they're not, they need their alone time. They need to escape into themselves. And I know I have a dear friend that is, and boy, do I know when she needs her space, because it's like she's just unreachable. So really, they need their solitude. Sometimes they can be skeptics, though, those sevens, even though they're the ones, as I said before, they're asked the big questions and all of this, what's life about. They're great researchers. Oh my gosh, they could read all the time. So again, a seven would make a good attorney as far as that goes. But they're private. They would omit information rather than confront anyone with something. They just solve an issue if you have that. Eight, we talked about money management, being an authority. Nines, the last digit. Nines are the humanitarians. Now, these people, oh my, they're all about the human race. Nines are forgiving, compassionate, loving. They have a really strict moral code. They are firm believers in the golden rule, and which is, you know, do unto others. And they don't understand why not everybody else believes in that. It's like they can't compute. It's so simple. Nines have a tendency to be in drama, and they're here to uplift humanity. Let me say that. Pardon me. They're here to uplift humanity. They want to make the world a better place. They totally believe in the human race. And they are generous almost to a fault. Nine actually is the number of loss, where if I see a nine on a chart in a certain area, I'll know that, okay, you've experienced loss in some way. You've had that. We all have experienced loss in some way, but nines have a tendency to life lessons come through loss, which makes them more compassionate and forgiving. And they're queens and kings of that, I can tell you. Sometimes they can be gullible, though, because they really truly want to believe in humanity in the highest sense. Anyway, there's the life paths, all nine of them, just really quickly. And there's more information in my book. I wrote Wisdom and Numerology, like I said, and there's a lot more information in the book you can get on Amazon.
Okay. Before we started, you and I discussed the fact that we were both sort of au naturel, and you wanted to be sure there was no video. Next time I talk to you, it's going to be video. You are so animated. You start leaning back in your chair, and the next thing you're right into the... You get so excited about this. Now, I had a question as to whether everything comes back to numerology, or is numerology the map? But it sounds like everything can, you can explain things. Oh, yeah, that's because you are a seven or a four. Now, the other thing is, you were going through those numbers. I kept on saying, oh, but that's absolutely me. Like there's bits of, you know, like, can I be a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9?
Well, okay. Absolutely. Absolutely. Because I see myself in all of those. The only thing that I can say is that I don't see myself in a 4. I really have trouble with 4s because they're so structured. And it's like, truly, I'll meet somebody and they're so rigid and they're following the rules. And I am just going, okay, you've got to be a 4. All right, Susan, how do you relate to 4s, right? Seriously. I mean, it really helps me. Like, okay, you're a 4. All right, I get it. We're not going to get along, but I got it, you know, anyway. But, oh dear, what was your question? Anyway, yes, there are numbers because life path is only one number. There's 5 core numbers in numerology. The life path is the first one. And the second one is the destiny number. This is where your life purpose or where you're headed in your life. And you will use your life path gifts to achieve your destiny. Now, I told you the life path is calculated by your birth date, right? Well, the destiny is calculated by the name on your birth certificate. So those are 2 big numbers. Then we calculate your soul number. Now, this is what makes your heart sing. This is the inner you number. Then there is the outer you number, which is the personality number. It's what you show the world. It's what people, how people see you. Okay. And then the last of the 5 core numbers is called the maturity number. Now this kicks in about mid 30s. And because there's a life maturity that happens in your 30s. And so that's usually when we see this number kind of activate, if you will. And that maturity number comes from your adding both the big numbers together, life path and destiny number, you get the maturity number. The soul number actually comes from the vowels in your name, and the personality comes from the consonants. I didn't even tell you that. Okay. Numerology. See? All right. I just launch into all the good stuff. Numerology is based on every letter in the alphabet is attached to a number. So the letters A, J, and S are attached to number 1 because A is a number 1. J is the number 10, which is a 1. And S is the 19th letter, which 1 plus 9 is 10, which is a 1. So that's how every letter gets a number. Say it that way. There's master numbers, which are double digits. We have not enough time to go into that. So I always just say single digits for now. And then if you do a reading, we'll talk about master numbers. So to answer your question, yeah, those aren't just the only numbers. And then there's other numbers that transit your chart, meaning numbers that kind of come and go. There's 3 major cycles we have in a lifetime, and those are ruled by your birth date. So for instance, if you were, again, born today, we'll use today, if you were born today, the first, say, 25, 30 years would be under an 8 because it's August. August is an 8. So your growing up years would be learning about money. Actually, I'm an 8. That's an 8's my first number. My dad was in business. He was an investor. I learned all about my mother had money. Oh, my goodness. I grew up understanding what money was about as a businessman's daughter, let me tell you. So that was a lot of growth there. The middle number, or the second cycle, is your birthday. So whatever, mine's August 19. So August 19, so I would have a 19 as my middle cycle. And that 19 is a 1. It's also a karmic number. I don't want to talk about that. But anyway, so then my last digit is actually a 3. So then I'll have 3 as my major part of the senior years of my life, the wisdom cycle, if you will. And that kicked in about 8 years ago. So there's, yes, to answer your question, all these numbers can come through your chart and you can say, yeah, I can see that for me. Yeah, I can see that for me. But for me, when I found out I was a 3 and very creative, it kind of gave me more permission to write, really focus on that. It's like, oh, okay, I understand now. I am a writer. I'm a dancer too, but I'm a writer and a communicator. So there you go.
I got a feeling we're going to like lose our entire audience within the next minute or two, because they're just going to go, oh my God, I'm going to go buy that book. I want to know everything about my life path and my destiny. And okay, just speaking about destiny, you said it was the name on my birth certificate. Do you mean like all of the names that I was given, or just my first name?
No, all of them. Every middle name, last name, however, 12 of them that you have, whatever you got, right? And again, on your birth certificate, it's really important. I have this great story of this guy that had his name on his birth certificate misspelled, and then his mother went in later and changed it. And I think the hospital messed it up. Anyway, I had three versions of his name, and they went through, and of course he's an adult now, and they went through and they looked at his life, and the one that was the most correct was the original name on his birth certificate, the one that was misspelled. So there's a reason, truly, there's a reason. And I did that with my daughter. I changed her middle name when she was older, and she's definitely the name, that original name. It really fits for her. So it just makes sense that way. But yes, all of the names, to answer your question.
That's interesting, yeah, because my middle name is apparently misspelled. And I think my father blamed the hospital or whoever registered, like the person at the registration office.
But, okay, I got to do your chart later then, Agnes, because we got to talk about that. That's fat. I love that. I love that. I think we got to find that.
Now, what if there's a dash in the middle? Does that count for anything, or do you throw that out?
No, I don't use punctuation as a thing. I know that's in some people's things, but it's not, it doesn't seem to play a part in what my understanding of numerology is. So yeah, it's strictly the letters and the numbers is what I work with. Okay. For sure.
So now obviously there's people that are going to have the same numbers, conceivably all five numbers the same. Mm-hmm. Are there intrinsic sort of similarities between them then? Obviously they're going to follow different life paths and they're in different parts of the world and stuff like that. But when it comes right down to, I don't know what the word is, the basics, the whole premise, are they going to have similarities?
You know, that's so interesting, because when I talked about the major cycles, right? The major cycles that, okay, so see if I can explain this. I have friends that have the same numbers as my major cycles. Okay, my major cycle, August 19th, and then my wisdom year is a 3. So at 8-1-3, if that makes sense. That's a big leap for some people, but if you understand that. I have a couple of friends that are 8-1-3s or 3-1-8, and we are so similar. It's incredible. And one of them, in fact, she's a 3-1-8. She is an amazing artist, and that's what she, we talk every week. We've talked every week for years, and just kept in touch over the, and we talk about creativity. She's into astrology. I'm into numerology. So we talk about all these things. It's unreal. I have another friend who's also an 8-1-3. She was born on the 10th of August. I was born on the 19th, same year. And we grew up together. Not only that, we were both Susies as children. So we have this, we wouldn't have stayed together, I don't think, except that we have these numbers that coincide, and there's an underlying connection that we feel to each other. So, yeah, I have another friend who's also an 8-1-3. She works for one of the major, see, I don't even know who they are, but she's all into technology, but she's also into metaphysics. And so we talk about that, and we talk about numerology. Yeah.
That's interesting, because I've got a friend that we've probably in the last 15 years spent less than a month in person-to-person contact. We met through an online business thing, but to this day, and for the last, I don't know how many, almost all that time, we have talked every weekend. Interesting. I'm going to run my numbers, her numbers then. That would be interesting to see.
Yeah, because I absolutely believe that there's something in that, yeah. That it fits so well with the connections that you make. Not only that, we haven't gotten into personal year, and I do want to do that. We've got time, I think, to get into it. I'll go brief if we have to. But I love the life path, because that tells you so much about who you are. But there's numbers that, like I said, transit your chart. Well, our personal year, our year, 2024, well, it changes every year, And like I said, numerology comes in a 9-year cycle. We are in an 8-year of a 9-year cycle. 2025 is going to be the end of a 9-year cycle. And then things are going to change big time. We're going to begin again in 2026 with a 1-year. And that's the year that we begin putting out. Okay, I'm going to start over. We have time, right?
Of course. All I do is have notes off your website, so then you go for it.
All right. See? Okay. So in a 1 year, in the first of these 9-year cycles, you can guess it's new beginnings, right? This is the year that you write down everything that you really want to create. I write it down because I'm a writer, but this is the year to plant the seeds for what you want to manifest in the next 9 years. How do you see yourself in the next 9 years? Okay. So it's a rebirthing year also. It's all about being in charge of your life. It's a very active year, lots of projects. And the way that I tell people to manifest, I give them three columns. The first column is must-haves. So, for instance, good health. I want good health for the next 9 years for sure. Would be nice if I lost 20 pounds. Okay, that would be, be nice if I did that. Or 10, or whatever, right? Lost some weight. And then,
Right.
So, and then maybe, okay, so then the second column is would be nice if. So then you write down, okay, this is what I want. Would be nice if I had this. This would be fun. Okay, third column, in my wildest dreams. Well, I get in that dress that I used to wear, longer. Okay, anyway. But in my wildest dreams, and in those wildest dreams, it's you do not censor yourself. It's whatever, just let your imagination go. Absolutely. Because this is just you being creative. What's in your wildest dreams that you'd want to create in the next 9 years? I mean, you got to get it out there for sure. Okay, so that's your first year. That's the year one, what you do. Now, in the year two, it's a slower year. Believe me, that 1 year is action-packed. But that 2 year is a slower year. You slow down, you kind of regroup, you listen to others. That 1 year, it's all about you. It's like, this is what I want. This is what I'm doing. The 2 year, again, remember the two is about partnership. So the two is all about listening to others. And you are kind of not in charge, really. You listen to your inner guidance. You absolutely listen to your intuition. You work on your diplomacy skills. It's a moderate year. You sort of water, you nurture the seeds that you planted in your 1 year, basically, is what you want to do. Oddly, a 2 year, a lot of people change their home. They move. It doesn't make sense to me, but that's really what's been happening. You go with the flow. That's the 2 year. You don't try to row your boat upstream. You just go with the flow. The 3 year, this is your creative year. It's the Trinity, right? Use your imagination. Be creative. Try to manifest your dreams. It's a social year. Your calendar will be full. It's your year to really have a good time. That's what the 3 years about. If you have any unresolved issues, those are going to come up. So try to, whenever they do, try to manifest some kind of a resolution with them. Connect with people. Use your self-expression. Be creative. And commit to something, because like I said, threes have a hard time to finish a project. So commit and actually create something. That's going to be really important. Okay. But have a good time. Threes, please have a good time in that year, because 4 year is all about putting your nose to the grindstone, diligence, working hard, being determined, disciplined, because you're building a foundation. You need to have a solid foundation for the next year's coming. So this is the 4 year is the year that you actually do build that foundation. Legal issues sometimes can arise in a 4 year, so handle those. Health issues also. Stay determined, and it's kind of a year to keep your blinders on. Just keep your work head down, keep your focus, keep working. It's really important for that year. If you do that, you'll get rewarded, and you'll feel the rewards. And if you do see them, acknowledge those accolades. It's really important that you accept what your hard work has created. The 5 year, like a 5, transition, change, sudden surprises, some planned and unplanned change, growth, experiences. It's going to be an expansive year. Freedom, risk, adventure, travel in a 5-year, that's a good year. Lots of opportunities. This is the year you do take some risks. 4-year, don't do it. In a 5-year, if you've got something that's you're kind of on the fence about, go for it. Do it. Absolutely. And this 5-year kind of elevates your life. And this is why you have to have a stronger foundation in that 4-year, because in the 5-year, you got to have something solid to leap off of. Okay. Right. You got to have that solid foundation underneath it. And then in a 6-year, you're back to home, family. Family will need you more in a 6-year. It's a responsible year. It's a relationship year. It's that we call it the marriage and family year. So either you get divorced or you renew your vows. Now, okay, honestly, that's the extreme, right? But somewhere along there, your relationships, all of them, not just your romantic ones, but all of them are under the spotlight in that 6-year. It's community obligations, staying balanced again, because it's a 6, you know, 2, 4, 6, 8 are pretty much balance years. Home, career, balancing home and career is really important too. So that's kind of a big deal. Okay, the 7. We've talked a lot about the 7, but this is the year everyone in a 7-year. Now this was last year, so 2023 was a 7-year. So that was the year for all of us to go inward somehow. And that's the year that I worked on writing my travel blog, SusanOwens.com. And you need that solitude, you need that rest, and a lot of times you need that time. If your family's been pretty dependent on you in that 6-year, the previous year, that 7-year, you get to rejuvenate. You get to replenish your cup. And it's a year where you might realign your spiritual values and your spiritual goals. It might be different for you. Take a vision quest. Really look at your inner workings and what you totally believe. And then it's really a year to strengthen your inner foundation. That's basically what you do. 8-year, we talked about that a lot. Power, self-power, personal power, authority, management, business. That's what this year is. Next year, this is a big one. This is the end of the cycle. So finishing up everything. It's endings. It's resolution. It's completion. It's harvest. Reaping the rewards for all your hard work of the previous 9 years. It's cleaning your closet, really, seriously. Letting go of things you don't need anymore. And things will leave. Like I said, loss sometimes is going to happen in a 9-year. But things will leave that you don't need anymore. You may think you need them, but you don't. That if they leave, you don't need them. And so instead of thinking about, oh, I've got to let go of this, I've got to let go of this, I've got to let go. Think about what is it that you want to take with you to the future? What is it? What kind of baggage, if you will, do you want to carry with you? And that gives you a more positive focus than I got to let go of this. I got to let go of this. It's closure on all levels. That's what that 9-year is. And it's a transformative year. Be a service in a 9-year, because it's a 9 is a number of humanity. So it's being of service to humanity in some way in a 9-year really is a good way to finish out that 9-year cycle for sure. And your strength can be tested. Yeah. Well, just with the loss. And then you start again with the 1-year. So that, and believe me, it changes. The energy is with you. That's why, again, in this 8-year, I've launched my online business, because I knew that 8 energy was behind me to do it. And it really has been. It's really supported me.
It slays me that I've interviewed a whole bunch of people over the last few years, and if they've got something to explain, I have my notes. I know they have notes. You've just gone on. How long did? No, I don't mean that in a bad way. You know this. It's just part of who you are. How long did it take you to just know this?
You know, it's funny because I remember studying astrology when I was in junior high school, right? But not deeply. I knew the sun signs, right? Linda Goodman's sun signs, I was studying it. And it was fun. It was fascinating. It gave me a piece of myself that I didn't have, which, by the way, I want to tell you, I'm working on another book, Wisdom and Numerology for Teens, because I think teenagers need this information just from some aspect of oh, I'm good at this. Oh, look, this is something I'm good, you know? Anyway, so I'm working on that book. But back to your question. So when I got into this 30 years ago and found my first book, I just couldn't get enough. I was a sponge. It was like, oh, this makes so much sense. For some reason, astrology just got too complicated for me. I love it. I honor it. And I admire those people that know it. But for me, it was numerology all the way through. Oh, this is a nine. Oh, this is it. Oh, this fits. This works. This does this. And some of my dear psychic friends have said, and I knew this too, that I've taught it before in other lifetimes. I believe that. Absolutely believe that. Because it is. It just comes to me. It just feels like this is it. And like I said, a lot of the things, some of the things that I say aren't written down. Everything I told you is written down. But sometimes in a reading, I'll get pieces of information that aren't in a book. And I'll share that with the client. So really, it just came naturally to me. And it wasn't something I did. I didn't even know about it, you know, 40 years ago. I think the first time I saw it, I kind of went, huh, really? That was 40 years ago. 30 years ago, it was like, yes, I'm ready. I was raising my kids, you know, doing all that stuff. I had to wait.
Now, you also read tarot cards. Are these related somehow?
You know, yes. Good question. Thank you. A three is the Empress. Okay. That's how I look at that. And boy, when she shows up, I know that I'm doing a good thing. Like if I draw the Empress card, it's like, yes, that's right on. Now the way that I get a three in my, when I add my birthday together, it's actually a 12-3. So a 12 is the Hanged Man card. That's a fun one to have for a life path. And that tells me that that's all about surrender. And that has been a life lesson for me, is to surrender. And when I do, I'm the Empress. It makes so much sense. But yes, the one is the Magician. Well, that's the independent one, right? He's got all the tools to create whatever he wants to make. Number two is the Priestess. She's above it all, but she doesn't get involved, which you're not supposed to do. The four is the Emperor, the builder, the one with the foundation, right? That's the Emperor. The five is the Hierophant. Well, he's the one that is he's the adventurer. He's a life lesson learner, and then he's also the teacher, which is what fives are about. Six is the Lover's card, all about relationships. You know, it works all the way through. So anyway, that, yes, I love tarot cards. They really, 16 in the tarot deck is a tower card. And 16 is also a karmic debt number. The tower card means things are going to, anything on it without a strong foundation is going to crumble. Well, that's pretty much how 16s experience life. 16 sevens experience life. You know, things will just disappear right from underneath them. It's crazy. So yeah, there's a lot of relationship. And I do a lot of tarot too when I'm doing a reading. Not a lot. I'll read a card if they want to get some kind of information on something. I'll draw a card. It'd
be easy. Now you've touched on this, but again, I don't know anything about tarot either, but I understand that there are dark cloud or dark cards. Is that wrong? Well, you said something about the Hangman.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's looking at things upside down. That's what the Hangman's about. So I don't see that. I don't see reversed cards very well. I see challenges, because every number has a challenge too, right? If you look at the one, for instance, that leader, they're great leaders, the ones out there, they're leading the pack, they're doing that. But they can also be demanding, controlling, and limiting in their beliefs, right? So there's that side. Everybody has challenges. I can get scattered so easily as a three because I've got all these ideas. And like I said, I've talked about the gossip piece and just things that can really not work with me, if you will. So I don't see that. I know that Hangman does sound kind of negative, but it really is about surrender and about looking at life in a different perspective. That's what I'm saying.
Now, can people almost carry this too far? So if for example, they're coming into a loss year, can they then sort of worry themselves into total craziness when all it's going to be is, I don't know what a simple loss is, but, you know, like the car breaks down, you have to get a new one, whatever, as opposed to loss of like, oh my God, my children are going to die, you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah, that's a panic thing. I, you know what, I did this reading for this woman and it was amazing. She had incredible numbers in her chart and there was one karmic thing on her chart and all she could do was focus on that. And I thought, oh honey, I can't help you. I mean, I told her, I said, this is all this incredible stuff in your chart. This is everything that's amazing. Don't go there. You know, that's going to be there. That's okay. Don't make it bigger than it is. And that's what I would tell other people. As a 9, like, I know what you're talking about, that loss number, it isn't just about loss. It means that loss can happen anytime. But the 9 is really about completion and moving on. And that's really where I would choose to focus. Rather than looking at what you're losing, whatever, look at the space that you're gaining for something better to come in. So that I can see where I understand what you're saying, that you could worry yourself, but I think they're going to worry no matter what your number is. Yeah. You know, those they're people that just love to worry, and it doesn't serve you. I don't like to spend time worrying about things because it's kind of a wasted emotion, but because there's other good stuff that can come in, and that's my thing. It's like, okay, I'm clearly making room for something better. There's something, because that's my mantra. Life gets better and better. It absolutely does. As for me, I was adopted. I didn't even tell you that story, but I was a throwaway kid, and I was adopted at age 4. So it's like, yeah, from there, life has just gotten better and better and better and better. No question.
Okay. So we will leave loss as in that pain in the ass neighbor next door is moving. There we go.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Yes. Good mistake. But loss is bringing something better in your life. No question. Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I mentioned that I've just got a whole bunch of things off of your website. What is karmic debt?
Oh, okay. There's 4 karmic debt numbers, or actually 5. One's a good one. It's not a debt number. It's a karmic number. I'll end with that one. But there's 4 karmic debt numbers. Okay. 13, 4, and 14, 5, and 16, 7, and 19, 1. So it usually karmic debt, any of those karmic debt numbers mean that there's been some kind of misuse of power or humanity in another lifetime. And it's this lifetime that you get to clean it up. That's all that means. And that life will bring you life lessons to clean that up. It's not like it's this cloud that's going to follow you around and rain on you all the time. Not at all. It's really about life lessons and letting it go. And letting go and moving on. Now, there is one number that is a positive number, and it's the one, it's 10-1. And it's the good luck number. Anytime you get a 10 and a 1, it's a good luck. It just means good luck, good karma, good karma number. So whenever that shows up in your chart, that's a good karma number. But I don't spend a lot of time on karmic debt. If it's in a chart, I'll read it. And it only depends on really where it shows up. If it shows up in your major, your 5 major karma numbers I've told you about, then I would say it's got some weight. But if it shows up in a minor number, I don't mess with it. I really don't. It doesn't. I think people would go heavier. They'd worry about it more than they need to. That's what I would say.
So it sounds also like there's a certain edge of science to this. And where I'm going with this comment is the fact that it's like you and I don't have to be sitting face to face in real life in terms of, you know, getting vibes and all that stuff. You're dealing with numbers that have a consistency, if that's the right word. So you were talking about, I got to go back here to my, I'm going to forget which one it was now, but like with your name,
okay,
like certain vowels, certain letters have the number, same number, no matter who's sitting across from you.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yes. So as I say, you don't have to be sitting face to face or beside each other. You can do this. And I guess where I'm going, you do this by Zoom.
Oh, absolutely. I'll Zoom you all the time. And you know, there's been some good things coming out of the pandemic. Zoom is one of them. I mean, I get to talk to people all over the world. I love this. So, and I wouldn't have been able to do that.
Yeah.
But yes, no, all I need is your name on your birth certificate and your birth date, and I can do a chart. And then normally what we do is we get together on Zoom for an hour and we talk about that. I have another one on my website that I've just started. It's a $99 special. I love this. And you get my book. I'll send you an autographed book and I'll give you the numbers, and then I'll give you a 20-minute quick read over. And then turn it over to you. And I'll give you a chart that isn't in the book. So it's kind of a special little read. You do your own research, basically. It's in my book. You can read it in my book. But it's a fun read if you don't want to spend.
It sounds like it.
Yeah. If you don't want to spend an hour with me, I'll give you 20 minutes and we can do a quickie kind of thing.
There you go. So. Now, you offer annual updates. Does that suggest that things can change, or is it just a way of sort of prepping for the upcoming year? Or
there is that. There's also an essence number, then that comes from the name on your birth date, and I show you how to calculate it in my book. Now, my book is I like to consider it a concise guide. It's and I felt responsible to write it because I hadn't found a book like this. I wanted something that you could pick up and go, oh, what's a four life path? Okay, that's it right here. Here's a paragraph on a four life path. Oh, what's an eight essence? Okay, I can, you know, I mean, it's really a quick, easy read that way, to use that as a reference. So, I lost your question again. Anyway, so it's in the book. That's, to me, that's really important to have. To be able to just pick something up and be able to look at it really easily rather than trying to read an encyclopedia.
So if we go on and just do wiki numerology, your book's going to come up.
Oh, yeah. Wisdom and Numerology, Susan Owens, easily. Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's on Amazon, too. Easily to get it there, you can get it there. But, I think that the most important thing, oh, that's what I was talking about, was that it's very concise, it's simple to read, but it takes you through some major calculations in the very end of the book, and that's your essence number. Now, the essence number gives you a number every year for, and it's not your personal year, because this essence number comes from your name on your birth certificate. And it's the way it's all laid out in this particular chart. Well, you have an essence number every year. And those essence numbers are what's going on inside of you. So that would be something that I would update. And it doesn't change every year, because you can have a 9-year cycle of one of them or a 4-year cycle. It's random according to your name. So whereas the personal year changes every year, the essence number changes on your birth date. So that's part of the update. Plus, it's a future. It gives you a little peek into your future, what's going on. It's very cool. I like the, it's a very important number, actually, in that.
Well, with all due respect, I'd rather pay you that money and just have you remember everything for me than me going, okay, this coming year is going to be a whatever year. what does my future look like, or what should I be planning for?
Well, absolutely. And then when I do your chart, I'll give you a written as well as a Zoom recording, so you can either listen or read. I like to do both. Sometimes I'll listen to it, but a lot of times it's nice to just have the reading, and I can just flip through and find out what I said, you know, what somebody said. So yeah.
Okay. Either way. What haven't we talked about with all this? That
I don't know.
Maybe you covered it all. That'd be great.
Well, isn't that fun? I think there's a lot of information that I can give you outside of this, but I think the two major numbers when I do an interview is your life path and your personal year, because those are the easiest for people to calculate over the ethos. and if people get it, understand it, and gives you a good start, and then you can, and then call me. I love doing charts. I really do. I love meeting people. What's not to like? I mean, I get to just sit and talk to new people. I'm all about talking to strangers. I always talk to people in my travels, always talk to people. And that's where you really learn things. And yeah, so that's pretty much my story.
Well, and I'm just thinking that I know a whole bunch of people that they either go online or they pick up a newspaper and the first place they go to is their horoscope, which is like, excuse me, how does that one two-sentence horoscope apply to everybody from that sign? Whereas I'm really curious now about this book. I must admit, I might just have to go pick it up. There we go.
Oh, I'd love it. I'd love it. I'd love to talk to you again. Well, you know, I'm one of those. I grew up reading the newspaper and reading the horoscope. That was the first place I would look. Yeah, the horoscope. And then, of course, I think I'd immediately forget it. It wasn't like there was, you know, am I going to have a good day or a bad day? And I think it was the sun was upside down even, I think. It would, if you're going to have a good day or you, if you might be having a bad day, I mean, it's like, oh my gosh, that's the last thing I would tell somebody. You're going to have a bad day today.
Right.
You know, but yeah, no, because I think all of them are good. If, again, see, you can do numerology. Oh, see, okay, I'll tell you this. If you sign up on my website, and this is a freebie, all you do is sign up. If you know your personal year, and I also give you the calculations on my website, how to figure out your personal year, if you didn't hear that part of it, numerology breaks down into months and down into days, in fact. So today would be but every month I send you an email, a little newsletter about what that month is for you.
I just got so mine.
Oh, good. Okay, there you go. You've signed up. So it's really fun to think about, okay, I'm in an 8 year. Well, then this makes August a 7 month. So, okay, this is my internal month. I'll do some research. I'll work on that. Next month will be an 8 year and an 8 month. Oh, I'm hoping the money comes in. That's, you know, it's like, okay, please, right? It's certainly gone out this year, been that kind of a year.
Yeah. Okay, where do we find the numerologist you online?
Oh, wisdomandnumerology.com, my book. Wisdomofnumerology.com. Hey, which, by the way, I don't think I told you this. It's an award-winning book. And this is a funny story. We got time for a 30-second story. Okay. My publisher designed my book cover. And I don't know how she knew. I mean, it's just so much me. I didn't give her any ideas. She just came up with this book cover. So after it came out, she said, Susan, I think we need to send it in for an award, a competition. And I said, oh, okay. It was a cover award, she called it. And I said, oh, that's great. You designed the cover. Okay, sure. And then she sent me a bill for $75. I thought, well, this is interesting. Entrance fee into this. I thought, okay. So then the night of the awards, I didn't even know it. She calls me and she says, Susan, you won. And I said, oh, that's congratulations. I'm so excited your cover won. And she said, no, Susan, it's the Coalition of Visionary Resources. It's your writing. It's not the cover of the book. So I'm a bronze winner. My book is a bronze winner on the cover awards. But I thought it was her. I thought it was all about the cover, which I still love. I love the cover.
Yeah, I've got it here on my other monitor. It looks great. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I love it. It's so much. So me. Oh, really quick. The other thing, Susan is S-U-S-A-N legally, but I put that Z in there because Z is an 8 number. So, and I didn't have an 8 anywhere in my name. And I thought, you know what? Let's just put that Z in there. So that's also leading into our next podcast. That's also why when I was living in Cairo, I lived in Egypt for a year. We're going to talk about that next time. When Suzanne is a very popular Egyptian name, but of course it's with a Z. And when I was living there, Mubarak was the president and his wife's name was Suzanne. So I would always introduce myself as Suzanne Owens with, like Mubarak. And of course, everybody would laugh. The Egyptians thought that was hysterical that I would think I was Suzanne Mubarak. This was before he lost his favor. He was something else. But anyway, so the Z is my name because of numerology. That's why I did that.
Okay, listeners, between you and me, she really is psychic, because you know that I ask a personal question, and that was going to be my personal question, but I have a backup.
Oh, okay.
And it has to do with the fact you are, it really is, your first name is Susan, S-U-Z-A-N. Okay. You're a global traveler. We've sort of touched on that briefly. And I do want you to come back on podcast and share some of those stories, because I'm sure you have some great ones. Which region of the globe really plucks your heartstrings?
Africa. I love Africa. Okay, I've been everywhere except the Antarctic, right? That's the number seven. I've been to all continents but that one. I just was in South America living in Peru for a few months with a shaman. But that's another story. I mean, I was studying plants and plant medicine. But when I lived in Cairo in North Africa, and then I traveled all the way through Africa, drove myself through Namibia and South Africa, and saw safaris from my Toyota. I mean, I saw elephants and, just incredible what you would see. So Africa, because there's no place like it. I mean, my heart really is there. And Cairo, well, I have another lifetime as an Egyptian. That's no question in my mind, just because of how close I feel to it. I love Europe. Europe is so much fun to travel and expands your vision. And I think that's what your last podcast was about. She talked about that too, about how it just opens your eyes so much to everything when you travel. And it absolutely does. I just could see a big difference in my life after I traveled to the way I looked at life than if I had just stayed at home. But yeah,
I will send you a link to a podcast that I think I did last year. Juliana Dever. She cannot believe that people don't want to just get out there and travel and embrace life. And she stays off the beaten track too. So there we go. Okay. I'm going to really resist asking you questions about that, because that'll be next time.
Okay. For sure.
Okay.
I'll be there.
Your website link is in the show notes, and all your social links are on your page at our website. Listeners, what's your experience with numerology? I'd appreciate hearing your stories. Leave comments where you're listening, or if you're listening at boomwithabang.com, scroll to the bottom of the page and talk to us there. Maybe there's something about numerology that Susan and I didn't explore deeply enough. Ask it in the comments and I'll get you an answer without charging you $99. No, I'm just kidding. Sorry, I just had to. No.
No, I love it. I'm happy to do that. No. Are you kidding? I serve humanity. I'm not kidding.
Oh, there's always a back door. Okay. Leave stars and reviews on a podcast platform. They help us attract more listeners, and we just want to get boomer women listening. Share this episode with a friend. Numerology, I think, is one of those subjects that many of us have heard about, but often don't know much about. If we can get more insight into navigating these times we live in, having a friend to walk with would be a real bonus. A reminder that there are two places you can support the podcast. You can buy me a coffee. That's a pretty cheap option given my taste in coffee. The link is in the show notes and above Susan's head on her page at our website. You can also follow us at Substack. That link is in the show notes. Susan Owens, thank you for being my guest today. And first of all, being so patient with my lack of knowledge, but at least you filled in the gaps quite nicely, that you explain numerology and its applicability so well. I really appreciate that.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. In fact, I think that's coming from, yes, thank you. That's lifetimes of experience. And I was a teacher. I taught at Gonzaga University. So I love teaching. What's not to like? I get to just talk.
Have a great rest of week.
Thank you so much.